I am Linda van Tilburg for Biz News. The British government has tightened immigration rules, raising salary thresholds and reducing the list of eligible occupations. So what does this mean for South Africans looking to start a business or relocate to the UK? Saskia Johnson, an immigration specialist at Sable International, joins us in the studio to break it down. Hi, Saskia. So nice to see you again.
Hi, Linda. Lovely to see you too.
So what is going on? Within this whole clampdown of governments on immigration, how can people who still want to relocate find some way of doing it?
I think recently in the UK, immigration has unfortunately been used by multiple political parties in terms of curbing net migration. And it's been very clear, irrelevant of which political party is in power, that that's definitely a goal of the UK to reduce net migration. That being said, I think there are some routes that the UK Home Office offers that are fit for purpose for entrepreneurs and business owners looking to expand. I think you just have to look a little bit deeper into the immigration legislation to understand what might be fit for purpose for your specific circumstances or your business.
So what routes are open still?
I think one of the routes that we're quite excited about is the UK expansion worker route. That's technically been in effect since April 2022. However, when the route first launched in that year, it wasn't managed kind of particularly well, and the requirements as a new route were still being developed by the Home Office. Whereas now the route's been in existence for a couple of years, the purpose of the route is much easier to see, and the application process is now a lot more streamlined that the route's been in existence for a few years. And that route gives foreign businesses or businesses outside of the UK an exciting opportunity to expand to the UK without having any kind of UK business set up from a logistical perspective.
So which industries are best suited for this?
So it is industry agnostic. So it doesn't have kind of specific industries that are able to use the routes. The requirements for the route really hinge on there being an overseas business that is a going concern, that is running, that is doing well in their foreign country. So for the purpose of Biz News, primarily, I imagine South African businesses. So it would be an established South African business that is looking to expand their presence to the UK markets. Because of the skill shortage in the UK, the type of businesses that we've seen expanding have varied. So we've seen a fair amount of businesses in the engineering space, a fair amount in the tech space, and then a fair amount in the building and trades space, because there is still such a skill shortage in those areas within the UK market.
So if you apply for this UK expansion worker visa, what are you allowed to do?
So the UK expansion worker is a spot visa. It first requires a UK expansion worker sponsorship license. So that is, in essence, the Home Office doing their due diligence on the foreign entity and then making a decision that that entity is allowed to sponsor UK expansion workers. With that license, you can redeploy up to 5 UK expansion workers, so up to 5 personnel from your foreign entity can come to the UK for the purpose of expanding the business. So they can work for the UK entity or the foreign entity while the UK business is still being established, and really hit the ground running and get the business set up in the UK. And once, presuming the business in the UK is doing well, after about 6 months, they can then go through the process, should they wish to, of upgrading that license to a full skilled working visa license that would then enable the UK business to redeploy more people from the foreign entity to the UK entity.
So what are the reasons businesses give you that they still want to immigrate to the UK or still want to move for a business to the UK?
Despite everything that's happened in the political arena in the last few years, the UK is still most certainly one of the hubs of Europe. So for South African businesses looking to expand, there is no language barrier within the UK. And there is also the severe skill shortage in the UK, meaning that foreign businesses that are able to backfill resources are at a real competitive edge in the recruitment market, because they'll be able to tender quite quickly for much bigger projects where the local recruitment market simply wouldn't be able to provide the right resources. And then, of course, for South African businesses specifically, I think the idea of hedging one's corporate portfolio to have a business that's earning pounds sterling is definitely attractive, and it hedges some of the volatility of a rand-based business in isolation.
So currency stability is one of the things they're looking for.
Yes, very much so.
So what skills is the UK looking for?
Is still quite a wide list. So with the white paper that Keir Starmer released about 6 weeks ago now, they are shortening the occupation lists of skills that can be sponsored to come to the UK. That being said, for highly skilled migrants, there will still be suitable occupation codes. So engineers, for example, are in very high demand, specifically to the South African sector. Fire engineers are in a kind of very high demand, especially post the Grenfell tragedy that happened in the UK a few years ago. And now the fire safety regulation in the UK has changed considerably. However, the South African fire engineers meet a lot of the UK requirements. So we are seeing a fair amount of those type of professions being redeployed to the UK. So I think any kind of skilled migrant way that we can demonstrate that the skills are difficult to find in the UK are able, or it is feasible for them to go across on this route.
What should an entrepreneur do? How should they position themselves for this?
I think the first thing to do is often a bit of market research, looking into the UK kind of market and understanding if their business has an advantageous role to play within the current market. And once they've had a look at kind of the business plan and doing kind of a forecast for the first few years, then they can look at getting the UK expansion worker license and redeploying some staff. The beauty of this route is that in terms of the UK presence, all the South African or foreign business has to do is incorporate a UK entity. They don't have to have any other logistics in place for the route to be feasible. So all the due diligence that the Home Office does is based on the foreign entity. So for example, if they have a South African business, they will look at the South African business, the South African website, South African tax returns to make an informed decision as to how the business outside of the UK is running, and then grants the expansion worker license accordingly.
So what kind of strategies helped previous companies to succeed in this market expansion?
I think the first thing is just having a look at the UK market and understanding if there is a role for their business to play. I think there are a lot of kind of very hungry South African entrepreneurs that have innovative products or services that may not already be in the UK market. And with something like that, the ability to scale in the UK can happen very quickly. And if they are able to leverage off migrant workers or international workers, it will give them that competitive edge.
So when governments announce these changes, what effect does that have on business? Do they say, oh, okay, are the doors closed for me? Or do they come to you and say, well,
they're trying to
door closes even further?
What these changes have done is they have made it considerably harder for a very small business or a kind of micro business or a kind of a startup that hasn't been running for very long. So I think the kind of pivot from those businesses having the ability to expand to the UK has now changed to more established foreign businesses, that the likelihood of them making a decent footprint in the UK market is higher. The likelihood of them employing local talent within the UK over a period of time is higher. And the likelihood of them being able to establish a successful business in the UK based on the foreign business's success is higher. But the changes have made it considerably harder for smaller entities.
Will these reforms benefit early movers, or can we expect more disruptions?
I think it's the goalposts keep moving in the immigration space at the moment. So the white paper that was released is obviously still going to have to go through a consultation process before it gets passed into law. But I think we will definitely expect more immigration changes in the UK in the years to come. So with this route, that really is the route that is the most fit for purpose we've seen for foreign businesses expanding to the UK. It really is a fantastic opportunity for those entrepreneurs that are looking to take the next step in their global business to look at the UK and look at this route.
Let's just talk about the skills gap in the UK, because I've spoken to entrepreneurs here who say they sometimes battle to fill some jobs. So if you move a big restaurant over, that they struggle to find people. So is there any way South Africans could benefit from that?
So from 2021 till probably this time last year, yes. So post-Brexit, the Home Office opened the list of occupations that could be sponsored. And in the hospitality sector specifically, there were a much bigger distribution of roles that could be sponsored. So, for example, chefs, hospitality managers, bar managers could all be sponsored from a foreign entity. Now the UK is making it more difficult. So they've gone back to kind of closer to pre-2021 immigration regime, where now a business would have to demonstrate to the Home Office that there's no one in the UK that could reasonably fulfill the role. So our expectation is the resident labour market test, which was in existence before January 21, is likely to come back into effect. It isn't at this point in time. But in terms of those businesses in the UK that are struggling, I think it is still possible to sponsor those roles under the skilled working visa regime, but they should definitely act quickly before any of the reforms are passed into law, and they should recruit locally in the first instance. So we'd have to demonstrate that to the Home Office that there has been a local recruitment drive. And the Home Office is also talking about helping businesses in the UK go through training programs as well. So, for example, it may be that in the years to come, if you sponsored two South African chefs to come run your South African business, then you may have to hire one local chef on a training program to demonstrate that you're trying to develop the local talents in addition to sponsoring migrant workers. That isn't law just yet, but we imagine that may come into effect in the future.
So what about care workers? There are many South African care workers in the UK. So what's their position now?
So that has definitely been a route that has been under severe scrutiny in the last year. The reality is, I think that sector was drastically abused from 2021, probably until this time last year. So there were a lot of businesses that went through the process of sponsoring a care worker, but they weren't actually a business. So they were in breach of the UKVI immigration legislation. And as a result of those businesses that abuse the system, there are a very high volume of displaced care workers that are in the UK currently. So what the Home Office is trying to do is they're trying to make businesses that can't find carers look within the local talent pool, even if they require sponsorship, but look from within the UK first to try get those carers that have now left their foreign country, come to the UK, and now they don't actually have a legitimate job or legitimate sponsorship. So we don't expect that the Home Office will U-turn on that. We don't foresee that they will kind of open that route in the same way that it's been open from 2021 to 2024.
So what's your top advice for entrepreneurs still thinking of moving to the UK?
I think explore the market. I think for businesses that have done this route that now have a very successful established business in the UK, it gives them a real hedge in terms of their business portfolio. They're earning pounds. They're able to kind of leverage their revenue position in a hard currency. So I think the kind of short version is explore, see what's out there and see if it's the right opportunity for your business. But we think in the future that the Home Office is likely to clamp down on further routes, whereas right now this is a fantastic route for foreign businesses.
Well, Saskia Johnson from Sable International, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Linda.